We are going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting to order. It is now 6:30 PM, June 12th, 2025. And we will go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Amen and amen.
We'll go ahead and start with our roll call. We'll start at my far right.
Kevin Williams.
Earl Morfoe.
Harry Williams.
Jill Leyva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Singleton's office.
Michael Ewing, Conference.
All right. Appreciate it. Item number two is public comment. This is a period devoted to comment by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak on the board, to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Anyone here that would like to be heard? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close our first public comment and move on to item number three, which is approval of minutes for May 29th, 2025. Is there anything that needs to be changed? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Item number four, approval of the agenda for the June 12th, 2025. Is there any items that need to be held, combined, or deleted?
No.
None? Okay. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda for June 12th, 2025? There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Item number five, informational items.
No informational items.
We will go ahead and move into item number six, planning and zoning. Our first item, B6-25-0353, Prologies, LP, vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County located between Cheyenne Avenue and Colton Avenue and between Marion Drive and Abilese Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Erdman at 1620 Country Hollow Drive. The proposed, it's a little tough to see with the scan, but it's shown in red here. So we're proposing a vacation of this drainage easement throughout the entire site. This site does convey public flow through the site. This was a request during the civil improvement plan process of the site from Clark County. We're vacating these drainage easements and granting new easement in its place across the entire site. This was during the technical drainage study phase of the project, found that we needed to push the flow to the outside of the site to contain the flow. So that is what I'm here for tonight. Open to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to be heard on this particular item? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public comment portion. Is there any questions from the board? This seems like this is something that's been approved by the planners, staff. Is there a
motion? Approve.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
No nays. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll go ahead now and move along to item number two, which is WS-25-0379, Arita Sandra. Okay. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduced setback, and two, reduced separation of existing accessory living quarters and an existing accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.14 acres in a RS5-2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located north of Olive Street and west of was it? Bottle bin? I guess it's close. Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Hello, so what we're...
I just need your name and address.
Chris, C-H-R-I-S. Mm-hmm. Last name is H-R-I-S-T-O-V. I'm with HH Consulting. Okay. Do you need an address?
Yeah, no. For the record.
2510 West Horizon Ridge Parkway.
Thank you.
So this is a proposed casita accessory dwelling, which is encroaching in some setbacks. So the waiver is to reduce those setbacks. And the structure that's on the top right-hand side, that's just a shed from Lowe's. So there was a waiver also applied for setbacks for that as well. And that's what we're proposing to.
Okay. That it? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a public comment. Is there anyone from the public that would like to be heard on this particular item? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Any questions from the board?
I do. Has it been inspected and has it passed code?
How the structure was constructed.
Yeah, that's a big issue because safety reasons. If they didn't get a building permit, the owner builder built it themselves.
Yeah, we went because we are actually the structural engineering firm and we're helping the client with the architectural plans as well. So we went and we examined the structure, the foundation, the studs, the plywood, the rafters as well. So after here, we are going to go through. Actually, the plans were applied through the building department, where they're just waiting on this to pass, and then they're going to go through a full review and then inspections, of course. And if there's anything that needs to be done, then the inspector will most likely fix it.
Okay, so what you want then is you want us to approve?
So for right now, it's just the setbacks, and then we're going to go for the actual structure.
Okay. Well, to me, it would make a difference whether they have to tear it down.
Usually they don't have to. Structurally, it's okay.
Structurally, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the slab it has proper footings around it and everything?
Yeah, so we went and we looked at it. There were proper footings, the studs, the plywood, everything.
Okay. And you're a licensed engineer?
We're a licensed firm. I actually own the firm, and I do have licensed engineers who are looking into that.
Okay.
Yes.
So then that's all going to be okay. We're just looking at the location.
Correct. Yeah, the very first thing that we did was let's take a look if there are missing items that are not going to go through the building department. And then after that, we're like, okay, it looks fine. We can continue with getting reduction of the easements and the setbacks.
Okay. Have you gotten your drawings done yet? Showing what the footings are?
I did not bring those, but we do have them in our office, yes.
Okay.
I just brought the architecturals.
Okay. So I got to take your word then.
Well, you know, the city will do inspections, and the city will look through the structural drawings. So
okay.
Yeah. We have a long ways to go from here.
Okay. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't have any major questions.
Motion to approve.
Okay. So staff had recommendation denial. There's a motion to approve based on staff recommendations for approval.
With the approved conditions.
With the approved conditions. So all in favor?
Aye.
You know it's gonna go this fast.
Okay. You promised, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
We're not gonna have something that's not
right,
okay.
The wiring is done right.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on. Yes.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Just so I'm not, do you know what item? Were you here for number two?
I'm here the one in Overton Hollywood.
So, Was that the one that we've already heard? Because I mean, if he just showed up, I didn't want him to have not have an opportunity to speak. Okay, this item coming up right now. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we hadn't passed you and you wanted to speak. So we are now on. Go back. We are now on item 3, which is WS-25-0371 William Lyon Homes Inc. Waiver of development standards to increase driveway width. Design review for modification to a previous approved single-family detached residential subdivision on 14.3 acres in a RS-20 residential single-family zone, generally located north of Owens Avenue and west of Las Feliz Street within Sunrise Manor. Applicant present?
Yes. Good evening. I'm Mark Mulhall here on behalf of the applicant. Oops. Push this forward.
Oh, thank you. Or if you push it up, I can zoom in.
Okay. So this site is approximately 14.3 acres. And did you catch my name already?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So it's approximately 14.3 acres. It's north of Owens Avenue, and then it's east of Los Feliz Street, west of Easement Lane. And so this site was already subject to approval in August of 2021, so it's being developed single-family residential. There's going to be 20 lots, so it comes out to a density of 1.4 dwelling units per acre. It's in RS-20, so it complies with that. So why we're here tonight is we're seeking a waiver of development standards to increase the driveway width to 42 feet, where 28 feet is typically allowed, and we're also coming back for design review. Everything else is staying the same, but the houses are now being proposed at two stories. And so the reason for the driveway waiver is the fact that in the product designs that's being shown, there's options for a 3-car garage, a 4-car garage, as well as an RV garage. So in order to allow that, there needs to be more width on these driveways, so that's the 42 feet. And two, staff is recommending approval because of the fact that all of these lots are internal, they're all facing within. It's also the 42 feet driveways are not gonna be on every lot, they're gonna be on a majority. There's a couple that are smaller. This one, for instance, is a smaller driveway. These are all 42 feet. There's a couple that are 30, so they're still above that 28-foot requirement, which is why we're seeking the waiver. But this one's relatively straightforward. It's just going to be on the street within the neighborhood, so you have neighbors with similar ones. It'll allow RVs and multiple cars, keep people off the streets. And then moving on to the two-story change now brings the height up to 30 feet of the building, where the previous building was 20 feet. It still is within code. RS-20 allows for a maximum height of 35 feet. Additionally, this change was made to increase the livable area. So the previous range of livable area was from around 2,100 square feet to 3,500 square feet. Now we're gonna be around 4,000 square feet up to 4,600 square feet. And then additionally too, with changing the height, it actually made us able to increase the rear setback. This one might be a little harder to see, but the rear setback previously was kind of that code of 30 feet setback. It's gonna be hard to see, but now we're gonna be.
Hard to see now.
I put my head in the way. But now we'll be at a range, and so there's different product options too, but if people have that back patio, which is this like structure jutting out, the closest it will be 35 feet, and then it could also go all the way up to 66 feet away from that rear property line, and then all of these properties are additionally set back from the property line, you know, above that code at 30 feet. So between the two structures, now you're gonna have potentially up to 90 feet, but at least over 60 feet between the two structures. So it just gives some more room in the backyard and between those existing residences. Additionally, two-story homes. I know they're not always the most favored, but in this area, there already is some existing two-story homes out of the adjacent neighbors that are right there. These two that will be right next to the project, those are already two-story. These ones are single-story. The majority of this community is all two-story, and then there's two-story back here, which is fair. They're not technically bothering anyone. But a unique point to make about the site is the fact that, one, these have no neighbors to the east to potentially be blocking any views, but also the grade differential on the other side of Los Feliz down into the site, the pad height is a difference of approximately 22 to 27 feet. So really, at the end of the day, there's not going to be much room blocking it. And with the two-story style, there's actually more there's more space between the buildings, so there's more pass to view between the buildings. So we really don't think that it should have any adverse impact on any adjacent neighbors, any views, and so really it's just that height change. Everything else is staying the same. We can provide color elevations too. I don't have them here with me tonight, but it's going to be the same exact architectural style and the same design features that were originally approved. It's just this height going up 10 feet. And then we appreciate staff's recommendation for approval. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody from the public that would like to be heard on this particular item? If so, please come up, state your name and address.
My name is Mike Kelly. I'm living on 1680 East Middle Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156. And yes, this property is behind my house. Mm-hmm. They are already 15 feet above of my, you know, the boundary line where my house sit. And I just opposed not to be built two-story. It's going to be a look into my backyard already, and I don't want to be they built two-story there.
Okay. Can you bring that map on? Yeah. Now, which one are you speaking of? Oh, you have the ones with that, the two-story ones already.
Oh, yeah, I can show that one.
That one is there, yeah. Can you put that one up just for a reference to... Yeah. Okay.
See where.
Okay, now, if you can point out which one you're speaking of. No, we can see it.
Yeah, the bend.
Yeah, you didn't have to. The bend was okay. Can you just point out, I mean...
I'm on this house. This is my house right in this.
So you have the two-story that's right
there? Two-story, yeah.
So you already have a two-story?
Two-story, yeah. But okay, this level is up here, up to my second level. You know, they are 15 feet higher than my house.
No, I get you. I get it. I just wanted to figure out which one was yours, because you're in front of two single stories.
This is my neighbor, Tony, and this is John, and this is the other gentleman.
Okay, appreciate
it. We are both opposing that. We don't want to be two-story there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this particular item? Yes, please.
Paul Thomas, 1740 Elderberry Place. Originally, it was agreed to put single-story homes in this area right here. Now, they're asking to change that. I thought that was already approved, the single-story. And why are you doing this now? People around there didn't really want these two-story homes there. It was, like I said, it was agreed to originally to lay this thing out for half-acre homes, single-story. Now, if you're going to change something like that, which I wasn't aware of until tonight, I don't agree with that.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this particular item? Seeing none, I'll go ahead. Close public comment, and then you can come back up and you can address the concerns or questions about single story being previously approved.
And that's totally correct. It was originally contemplated as single story and it was approved, and that's exactly why we're here tonight. We're going through that process again. The notification should have been sent out to the normal notification radius. We're going through the design review process to address that, to hear any comments. But we felt, especially with some of the existing two-story in the area, that it would be compatible for the area, the design's remaining the same. It allows the livable area to be increased for these folks and also allows for the design that includes that RV garage. And ultimately, too, it will allow these property values and some of these homes to go for a greater value in this area, which should help the surrounding area because of that expansion in livable square footage.
Okay. Now with that, I will go ahead and open it up to the board for any questions. And I have one quick one. Oh, no, I just had one question. I mean, I don't have a problem looking at it. It says waiver of development standards to increase driveway width was the original piece of the application here, what I'm looking at. And so I'm trying to figure out where it went from single story to two stories and was requested tonight.
The design review comes in together with the waiver, so sometimes, like, they'll still give it that WS, and some numbers following it as the application number, but they're together. So the design review, because we're not waiving development standards, the height of it is the same and two stories allowed here, it just is part of the design review because we're changing the design from single story to two story. Nothing else is changing, but you just, since it's not captured in breaking code or anything like that, it just becomes in as a design review.
Okay.
With the waivers.
Okay.
I have a question about years ago. I've been on the board for a long time. I remember this. We were happy to see it was originally done. Then it went, the grading began, and then it stopped. And I heard some rumors that, well, you couldn't make a pencil out at the price point to go on with that plan that you had. Is that correct?
I think part of that's correct, and I think part of that is what worked in to the two-story design, and the two-story has allowed it to move forward. So I think that's kind of why they had to rework it. I mean, originally they did want to do single-story. The two-story part of it is, like I was saying, that livable square footage allows the numbers to work a little better.
Yeah, my background is real estate, so it made sense then, and it's making sense now. Anybody wants to develop it, they're going to have to get the sales price up to spread that out over more square foot.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially with the half acre lots now too, to just, you know, be compliant with that zoning and not have to do a zone change.
Right.
It's what works for us.
And could I ask, what are you looking at a target price point for those homes?
I'll have to double check and send that information. But
ballpark.
The ballpark, I want to say, is 800. I'll have to double check that. That's probably the base.
Okay. Yeah, based on the size of the homes now.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The motor home park garage is a nice amenity.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they don't have to put a motor home there. They can put a workshop there, a lot of different things.
Yeah, now you have it right there. A lot of extra space in the garage, and
right.
You can make it a workshop.
I can understand what the developer's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I understand it, but I don't know how much I agree with it based on, I mean, I understand to make things pencil out, and it's been sitting there vacant for a long time. I wish we had a little more citizen participation in the process, because at some particular point in time, there had to be enough citizen participation that you guys settled and negotiated a single family project here. And then now, I don't know how many years ago has passed, but now, you know, it comes back as a two-story. So that's just the only concerning part for me, but I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I understand. And also too, I just want to say that it definitely wasn't the intent, or I understand how you feel, but definitely there wasn't any hoodwinking trying to go on or sneaking it by. We just figured we'd go through the normal application process and have the public hearings and it'd be issued in the notice.
I really do like the RV piece, because there's so many people with RVs and trying to find a place to park them. I really like that. And up in that area, I've seen a lot of people who have added on to their properties the RV parking garage. That piece I do like, but I do you have a comment?
I just feel bad for the two gentlemen that are in here right now thinking that that was for single-story homes. And they did show up.
Right.
And just looking up at that beautiful mountain right there, knowing that there's going to be tall two stories up there with big garages, and I don't think that we need any more of those massive. I mean, if this was single story, I'd be all for it. But I don't have a good feeling about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a bad feeling, but I mean, the only thing I would say that the two houses or the one person is already two story in front of somebody else that has a single story already. I mean, that's the only, you know, if you're already in a two story and then you say you don't want two stories, that's my only, you know, I understand we approved or the board, I don't think I was on the board that approved a single story, but I mean, I can see this moving on and, you know, as it moves through this process, because I believe it goes to, do they go to the Planning Commission or they go to the they go straight to the Board of County Commissioners and having that discussion at that next level. I mean, it was approved here as a single story. If they want to change it, I can see it being changed at that level. That's just me.
Okay, if you want to look at the bigger picture, though, instead of just focusing on the details here, could you move, I want to see, you put this into the screen out here, if you could.
What's that?
Well, it stops right there. Do you have another picture that shows more of the area? Well, this area down in here. Is this area down in here?
A bigger.
If you guys remember.
More zoomed out.
The other side of Owens?
Yeah. This came before us just recently. They wanted to put like 3 or 4 homes to the acre.
Right.
Okay, this is 1.4.
I know. That's nice.
So these are something. Can the next guy that bought, I just asked the guy, because I heard rumors when they stopped to work on this, that they couldn't make a pencil, they weren't going to build it. Well, the next guy that buys it's going to want to put 3 or 4 houses to the acre. Okay?
The point.
That's the point I'm trying to make you guys understand. Okay, and it's you got to reach out for this. Okay? Here, they're putting 1.4 to the acre. And they're going to be, what's the setbacks?
They're going to be massive
setbacks.
The side setbacks here.
Yeah.
They're going to be large.
You see, they're building up instead of out. So you're going to look like it's going to be large. You're going to have 3/4 acre lots.
Yeah, they're going to be huge homes. I mean, they're on a acre.
I mean, some of these have, you know, side setbacks up to 30, 40 feet between them. So, I mean, even these two right here up at the top, and this might be more of an extreme example, right? But this one is 32, and then this one's 42. So there's 70 feet between those two houses, so there's plenty of room between the houses.
Well, we need.
Can I ask one more question, please?
Is the board, you guys okay with it? Okay, this is our last item. I don't mind.
Yeah. Paul Thomas again, 1740 Old River Place. Can you put a couple single stories in there along easement?
I don't think so, and I don't have the authority to say that tonight, but I don't believe so, or I think we would have just kept that. It would have been, you know, an easier application to just.
One of the other things I have to say is it was very deceptive of you guys. The cards came out, it didn't say nothing about changing to two stories. And all it asked for was a driveway.
To be fair, we didn't draft the cards. It wasn't trying to be deceptive. I think something too, for a point of clarification, is the fact that this, and I mentioned this point before, the fact that this is coming in as a design review is because the zoning code, which confers the development rights, allows in all residential RS-22 a max height of 35 feet. You may disagree, but yeah, it currently is allowed under code, so that's why it comes in that way. It definitely wasn't our intent to make it so that it's not written there or that it's written in fine print. We're very open about it.
If that would have been on the card, you'd have seen a lot more people here tonight. Okay. People don't go looking on the internet and try looking this stuff up. They read that card. It says you're asking for a wider driveway. We have no problem with that. You're going to go to two-story homes? All the people in that area are going to, they would have showed up tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Not want that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. With that being, is there any more questions? Any more comments?
I'd continue where I was going.
Oh, go ahead.
We had recently another, you know that skinny piece behind the water tank up there? Next to the 300 acre piece? Mm-hmm. Okay, they're up there going for a high density. And we're gonna, and he's, when the, the presenter, Tim, I think his name, Tim, a lawyer, he smiled when I said, you're just trying to get the camel's nose under the tent. You know, he's getting his foot in the door. If he can get that rezoned to higher, more units per acre than what's currently zoned for, then he's going to try the 300 acre parcel. See, and that's what we don't want. I'm going to fight that like a tiger do. We do not want higher density than 2 to the acre up in this whole east part of town all the way up to Rainbow Mountain here. It's a beautiful mountain. We want to keep it that way. So this project is 1.4 to the acre. It's not even 2 to the acre.
I agree.
And the other guy's coming, he wants less than that. He wants more than that. He wants much more units per acre. So there's a value in the price point of the homes are going to be much, much more than they were going to be. They're going to be bigger homes. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. With that being said, is there any other comments, any other questions? If not, is there a motion?
I can make a motion to approve.
There is an emotion to approve. All in favor? All against?
Opposed?
One. Opposed? One. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
We are now going, so you go to Board of County Commissioners, you know the next phase. Next
yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, now I lost it. How can I lose my whole thing?
General business.
All right, I guess we're at general business. I'm my whole thing gone. All right. Oh, no general. Appreciate it. I mean, literally, I never did log on to the internet. I had logged on because I was reading and doing it.
That's why I like everything in paper, so I bring when I need it.
Yep, bam, right there. Okay, no general business. So we are now on our final comment, our final public comment, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and please spell it. Is there anyone who would like to be heard during public comment? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close the final public comment. And we will set the next meeting for June 26, 2025. And with that, meeting is adjourned. No problem.